I'm a gold digger.
Lots of shenanigans and all of the topics. And not so random special guests and interviews. Tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Replayed on Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. for your weekly random rendezvous with Reza on
Reglan Community Radio.
ReglanRadio.com. Kia ora e te whanau, good evening, hallöchen, bonjour, hola. It's me, Reza. It's Monday evening, 7 o'clock, well, a couple minutes after 7, but that's okay. It's ridiculously warm out there. I'm wearing my fluffy, sexy pink outfit, but it's way too warm to wear that, so I might just take it off. Hey, we got something awesome going on. Reglan Rage has actually some serious stuff going on tonight. So it's not just Neil and myself going to talk about the notice board happenings of last week. No, we have admin Jake, a.k.a. Jacob, a.k.a. Reglan notice board admin here with us. So he's going to answer all the important questions about the Reglan notice board. We have so many of them. Can't wait. So yeah, until they get here, I'm just going to bore you with some more music and we're going to do something electronic. It's a 7.5 minute track, bear with me, but it's a really great one. Trent Miller with Moan. Maybe something for Reza After Dark tomorrow as well. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
All right, people, I'm going to stop the song right here just because all of my guests are already here. So with me tonight is, as always, Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey, Tolan. Good evening, good evening.
Kia ora.
And also our special guest for our Raglan Rage segment today is the admin of the Raglan Notice Board, Jake.
Ooh, how's that? How's that?
Yeah. Raglan Rage, everybody. We're pretty stoked that you're here with us. Thanks for coming. Did we rip you out of your notice board activity that late at evening? Or
I've been pretty laissez-faire with the notice board lately.
Oh, yeah? So it's not like you spend hours and hours every day.
I don't even read it.
Adminning. Well, then how do you admin it?
Wait for other people to get mad about something enough to where I just delete it.
Okay.
Because most of the rules are, it's right at the front. So
yeah,
like,
please walk us through the rules, because it's not like I ever read them.
There's pretty much no naming and shaming.
Which is pretty much everyone ever does.
You should see the stuff I delete.
Right. That's what we want to know about.
That's what we kind of want to know, but let's get to that later. So, okay, no naming and shaming. That's one.
Another one is not your soapbox. You know, it's just for notices and events and things like that. People can comment whatever they want. I try not to police comments at all, unless it's something like racist or like personally abusive or something like that.
But basically, as a comment, I could then sell something.
Not if I can find it, because I find that it being a garage sale site just makes a little bit of a mess of things, you know.
Because you're not admitting that too, are you?
No way.
It's just the notice board.
I've right at the start we did a little bit, and it's just if anything goes wrong, you're kind of accountable for it.
Yeah.
And we just didn't want that accountability, or even to have that little haven of bad things going on.
When you say we. Who is we?
It used to be me and a few other people.
Because I think Anna Cunningham was on it.
Yeah, she was amazing.
Yeah. She's very...
Because I gave up when Anna was on it because...
because she does it all so well. She's an Excel lover and she's very organized.
No, I had someone
try
and get me fired.
Huh?
Yeah, I had a lady try and get me fired.
From your actual job or from the notice?
Yeah, from my real job.
Sure. Oh, wow.
Someone
what
come
did
into
you do?
School and...
discredit you? Oh,
there was
gosh,
a battle going
drama.
On between the parents of the school about school uniforms.
Yes, I do remember that. And it's not too long ago, actually. Or
it
does it keep coming up every
six
year?
6 years ago, 7 years ago. Mm. This was a real big one.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the parents just put a bunch of little girls in burkas on the notice board.
Wow. Are you kidding?
And said that that's what our kids would look like if they had uniforms on.
Dramatizing effect
and
right there.
I kind of messaged her and said, hey, that's pretty closet racist to be using little girls in any uniform to
make
your point across. And I was like, that's really racist. I'm going to take it down just so you know. And next thing you know, I was
outraged.
I was in trouble for calling her a racist.
You got in trouble for calling someone out who was actually freaking racist?
At work. Yes. Like, at work.
Raglan, we need to do better than this. This is
but
dumb.
You get paid lots of money to be the admin, don't you, on Raglan Notice Board?
No, one day.
If only.
My whole dream is to sell it one day or monetize it one day.
Oh,
yeah. The Cambridge one.
Yeah.
My mate had it, and he sold it for $25,000.
No way.
Yeah. And
how?
If you want the notice board, come talk to me.
Okay, people, if you want to buy the notice board, hey, Neil, how much money you have?
We
can pitch
we'll
in.
Go to the bank.
Should we buy it? Neil, you and me? It would be great.
It would be amazing.
We wouldn't have to do anything ever and just see how it goes all to ships.
Hey, I met another Funky Monkey online.
We could too, eh?
No, I did.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. Curly-haired dude.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Just for our listeners here, they're having a little chat now, so I'm going
to
just dial them down while they're having their little chit-chat here. So, Jake was really excited to meet Neil because Neil, as we know, is a funky monkey. Well, he was a funky monkey, right? You're not anymore a funky monkey.
In my heart of hearts, I still am.
We used to go see him at Center Place.
Yeah. And Jake is a big funky monkey fan.
I am. No lie. My kids are too.
I'm a big fan too, and I was in it, so it's great.
I wish I could be. I just have no fucking... freaking idea. Oh. When, yeah.
If it makes you swear,
Jake's like, oh my God, she just swore. Yeah, 8:30 is usually the compulsory swearing.
This plays at 5 p.m., so sorry to the Thursday listeners.
Yeah, sorry to the Thursday 5 o'clock with kids in the car. That was a slip up. So we're here with Neil and Jake from The Notice Board, and we're going to talk a little bit more about The Notice Board, but we're going to listen to a song first. Jake, what kind of songs did you bring us? What
do
Because you said you have a few
good
things.
Roots Manuva. If you look up...
what am I looking up?
In Spotify, my playlists are under Left Side Mafia.
What? What?
Left Side Mafia. All one word.
And then is that a playlist?
Yeah, I make playlists.
But there you can...
All one word.
All.
It's all one word.
It's all one word. He said it a few times and I was just not listening.
It's okay.
But it's also not coming up. So it's either hidden or it's like under somewhere here in like... I'm like, can you just name a song so I can look it up?
Yeah, The Roots Manuva and Jungle was what I wanted to play.
The Roots?
No, just Roots Manuva. R-O-O-T-S. Roots.
It's always good to do admin live on air because you know you're seeing what goes on behind the scenes of getting
right
the music
now.
To you.
Yeah,
this is what's going on. We're searching. We're going deep.
In jungle.
Roots Manuva.
This is live. This is a live show.
Neil's doing a great
There's
job.
No edits right here. Yeah. Oh, there we go. No Roots Manuva.
Didn't you say jungle?
That's it. Right
there it is.
You ain't no celebrity.
Yeah.
That's the
Okay, we're gonna do Roots Manuva. You ain't no celebrity, and we're gonna. Calibrate a little bit and then we'll be back.
Hellfire is a cool t-shirt. Take a seat on my sofa. Baby, we got bills to pay. That won't make you pay. You ain't no celebrity, honey. 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 You ain't no celebrity, honey.
To give these guys like a 20-second notice. They're really getting along great, which is awesome. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza, and I'm rendezvousing here with, as always, Neil, my funky monkey.
Good evening.
My Tolan, for this segment where we talk about all the stuff that's happening at the Notice Board. And we have an admin from the Notice Board here too. Hi, Jake.
Hello, hello, hello.
So, Anna is not an admin anymore, but who else still is next to you?
Wes? Yeah, Wes.
Yep.
I feel like I might know Wes.
He's in Oz, I think.
Wes, it's ringing a bell, but...
Really branching out, hey?
And then the other lady, she just... I don't know if she wants to be on the Notice Board anymore.
Yeah, well, I understand.
You know?
I understand. Why would you?
A little bit of work in the background.
Yeah, yeah. So if anybody wants to buy the notice board for like 20,000-25,000, because Cambridge just sold it apparently, yeah, make an offer and anything goes, I guess.
Yeah, let's build it up. Let's make some serious coin.
Yeah, let's make some coin. Maybe we can actually help to make that happen.
If I did sell it, I'd give Anna I'd just pay everybody that had a part in it.
Oh, that's so kind. Anna, if you're listening, maybe you should get back on the notice board a little bit to just make sure it gets sold. When you say you're not reading a lot of the things, does it, and you said you only read them once people complain and you have to take stuff down, does that mean that as soon as I post, it'll go online? Nobody is checking what goes online first, right?
Nah, there's an automated system that checks first.
Like through a few phrases and like basically
and
AI.
Also to make sure you're not selling kittens
alcohol. Yeah, okay.
It
drugs.
Hates kitten sales. I'm serious. Like, you want to get banned quick on Facebook?
Yeah.
Sell kittens.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I swear to God. Like, wow. It sends me ones that...
But why? Kittens are so cute.
But Facebook sends me these admin takedown notices. So when something goes like against the standards of Facebook, they'll send you these notices.
Wow.
And I get a lot of them about kittens.
But...
Like one a week.
But why kittens? Why not?
I don't know.
Like Facebook kits and burkas.
Kids Facebook hates...
Kittens.
The selling of pets on Facebook. They don't like it.
Well, but if you need a new home, my grandpa killed the cats of the neighborhood because they couldn't find houses for them, you know? So I'd rather put them on.
We've had some dramas with cats in Raglan, haven't we?
Oh, let's not go there, but please. Let's not talk about the crazy cat.
A question I have. If I post anonymously, do you see who I am?
I don't think I allow anonymous posting on the notice board, but
fair enough.
The bad parking of the Waikato, I have been known to anonymously post.
Yeah.
And the main admin knows who posted.
Gotcha.
Because I've talked to him about it.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's a good one, too. You seen that one?
No, I will check that out.
That's my favorite Facebook.
Bad parking.
Bad parking of the Waikato.
Nice.
I think there was something that we saw about that. Where the cars are just ridiculously on a tree.
I might have to invite you to Mud Dolphin Excursions.
That's a really popular... Mud Dolphin Excursions is a nice new Facebook group.
Yeah, I'll
oh, you should just join it. I think that would be up your alley.
I'm part of
the other 5 people that are on that group.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, is it 20 by now? I don't know.
It's up to 45 or 6.
It's growing hectically. So yeah, if you're tired of the notice board and you just want something new, Mud Dolphin Excursions is really great. We're going to do a quick break for some advertisement.
Tune in for the best of homegrown music, old and new. New Zealand Music Show, every Tuesday from 11:30 until 1:30.
One, 98.1, Raglan Community Radio.
And we're back! This is Rendezvous with Reza. I'm Reza, and with me is... a song that shouldn't start, but also Neil and Jake were totally hitting it off. So we just talked about a new page, if you're sick and tired of the notice board, called Mud Dolphin Excursions. Yeah, I really urge you, Jake, to check that out. I think you would have some valid comments to make on that. Neil, do you have any other questions? Because I still do.
Yeah, what is putting you on the spot, but what is the funniest kind of post you've seen over the years?
That would have been my next question. Yeah, the five funniest things.
I got a funny radio show story once.
Yeah.
One of the last radio shows, I was drinking a bit, and this lady called me in about her three-legged dog that got loose.
Yeah.
And I just took the piss out of her because I thought she was joking.
Oh, she wasn't.
I see her like a week later walking this three-legged dog. And I felt so guilty, you know? But I'd say, like, the notice board... The funniest ones are usually the same dude's dog.
Always running away from the farm.
There's a certain white dog that makes the notice board at least 3 times a week.
He's most famous dog in town.
Yeah, right now.
Woof, woof.
Other than that, like, they're usually the ones that make me laugh the most, don't make most people laugh.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones where people get super mad at me for something like...
Yeah.
That I'm not even doing, you know, because Facebook...
the algorithm.
Yeah, the algorithm will get to it, and they're like, why can't I post this?
Because you are very rude.
Yeah, and I've had people threaten to kill me, burn my house down, like, King hit
me. That's not nice.
If I, people...
Is your wife worried?
Nah, I go to the gym every day. I'm ready for it.
Okay, don't pick a fight. I You're going to lose.
Nah, just...
Don't pick a fight with the admins.
No.
Yeah, it's just keyboard warriors at the end of the day. You know, most of those people wouldn't say half of the stuff.
Yeah.
And most people would just want to be heard.
Heard and seen and loved is what we all want.
It is a good tool. You know, it does. There are many, many positives. I mean, we're all about the rage, but we don't always talk about the positives.
I mean, to be fair, I feel like we're using the word rage in a positive as well as in the negative, right? Because that's all the rage, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like a nice thing. For example, the power outage where people just were like, hey, if you want a hot shower, I have like hot water because I have a solar system.
Me and my buddy Lee Knight did a little militant one where we picked up from here to the divvy.
Mm-hmm.
And we got wild on the notice board and like we're taking pictures and putting them on like our truckloads of rubbish and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I remember that. Yeah.
And that was all from the notice board. But then the council shut us down. Yeah, the evil council.
Evil council.
Didn't have enough road cones.
Yeah, we didn't have enough traffic control. And Lisa was a TCS. Yeah. So they're traffic control. We'll take your TCS if you don't do proper TCS when you're on the side of the road.
Yeah,
it's an issue. Do you remember the when the new road was built last year after the storm? And the guy, Earl, who lived there with the cat.
Yeah.
And the cat would just do updates every day. I loved that stuff. That was so good.
That almost felt like we were like... on some abandoned or stranded island, you know, and you couldn't get across the divvy.
Yeah, and people were like, outrage, how long does it take? Wow, people, it's been like a week.
And those updates were a bit of a lifeline. It was, okay, things are happening, things are progressing.
It's not like they're just sitting there drinking coffee. They're actually also working sometimes. Yeah. Mm.
And she's really nice, the lady that does that. Like, she gave all that land to them so they could fix
And which is pretty cool. But let's focus on the outrage, right? The people that just want to complain about everything.
We've got a few.
What do you have this week, Neil? And then we can ask Jack what he thinks about those. He's like, have you seen this one yet? And he's like, nope, I'm not reading that stuff. The admins don't actually read your thing, so maybe we need to put that out there.
Actually, this is from the competition. This is from the...
Which competition?
The real Raglan notice board.
So, that would have been a good question. The real Raglan notice board. Who are these people? And
it's
are you
lady named
friends?
Catherine.
Yeah.
And are we friends?
Or are you like opposing groups?
No, I let her on the notice board.
Because what
stuff.
Is the real
like,
notice board?
Opposing, she's just wants to be a copy of like,
okay.
Like if I was the awesome, like if I did something so awesome to get somebody to say that it's the same name, except real, you know, if I made like a taco that was an awesome taco,
and, somebody like, call someone, it the real taco.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's like. It's like, take your cordy shit back home, you know? It's like, I don't know. If you want a copy, don't call it the real something, you know?
Yeah.
But to me, it's her thing, and she wants to let it go. And, like, I help her every Thursday at the community house that she comes, you know?
Oh, that's nice.
And her partner, Helen, is really nice, too. So it's like, she's all right, you know?
Yeah,
she's giving it her go, but...
How many followers? Because I don't know how many people are in either one of those groups, but maybe...
Hers is public.
9.5.
And hers is like 9,500, but hers is public, so like there's no pruning.
Oh, so people can just...
I prune like 40 to 50% of all applicants.
Which is basically if you're not here or if you have no connection to Raglan or... Mm. Yeah, okay.
If your
That's called pruning.
Real. Yeah, pruning. I prune.
Is that IT talk? Because I just know that from the trees. You prune trees.
Same thing, cutting shape.
I wonder if I've been pruned from some groups I've joined.
I wonder, Neil, have you been pruned yet?
I've been pruned from many a group.
Yeah, I believe that. Neil, what is one that we should mention this week?
Okay, we got the... So this is from the Real Raglan Notice Board. Vehicles and dunes do not go together. We visited this huge blowout at one of our West Coast sites recently. Vehicles have been driving through the dunes at this point, which has killed all the fall dune and mid-dune plants. Vehicle damage like this weakens the dunes so the wind whistles through, carrying sand with it. This buries more plants and can encourage waterways to start running through the weak point. that the river might carve right through in the time. Blowouts, not blah, blah, blah. Good point, though.
Who wrote that?
Kosuke Waikato.
Kosuke wrote that?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, they probably didn't say it in that kind of voice.
I mean, Stacey's voice does sound a bit different.
No, it's probably true. I mean, look at that. The picture's there.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's probably near Ruiz or something, and everybody was just hooning near Ruiz, which does happen, you know?
Uh-huh. Like, it does.
Uh-huh. And what about when they try and jump the... they jump that little bridge after the one-way bridge, and they try and jump it in the water. Have you seen that? When you see a car randomly in the water there?
Oh, that was fantastic. Oh, wow. That's like a year ago or so. We're during low tide. Yeah. And people keep saying, this happens all the time. I'm like, I've never seen this. I've only lived here for 7 years, but I've never seen a car being that stuck. I mean, it wasn't even on the edge. Yeah. It was all the way in. So it must have been super low tide. He's like, I got a four-wheel drive. And just... all the way
those
in.
Those are funny on the notice board when I see them.
Man, I mean, that was awesome. I really want to look it up right now that we're talking about it.
There's been a few, haven't there, over the years?
Yeah. And then just the hundreds and hundreds of comments of people not taking it seriously. I do feel sad for the people who have to go through the, you know, ridicule.
Wet carpets on the way home.
And that. And maybe a broken vehicle.
You know? And I do know like, I've got a lot of coastal scientist friends.
Yeah.
And
same.
They do say that, like, our waterways are real healthy compared to a lot of New Zealand.
Oh, and my. So, now you're starting a good topic. Our waterways, where people love to complain about. And I just...
still, like, we've got really good seagrass down down there past, the one-way bridge.
Yeah.
There's seagrass and stuff lives in there. So, like, putting your car in there at low tide is probably a bad idea.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, in general, just don't put your car... somewhere where it might not have to be. You know, there's car parks and it's no point putting it there.
Better living, everybody.
Mm. Yeah, better living for sure.
Okay, shall we play another one of your tunes that you brought with us? Think. On the spot, everyone.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hearing some...
What you want to hear? What you want to hear?
Let me
see. Well, now you can't think. Neil, if you think faster, it's up to you.
We've got some tunes coming right now. We're just going through the tape collection.
I'm just checking. I'm just going to rewind it to the actual.
It was so much easier when we had tapes.
You just click.
Play No Tomorrow with P Money.
There you go.
No Tomorrow.
Yeah, because P Money's still around, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
P Money's picking it back up.
How do you spell P Money?
P and then space money.
Is that that's that one?
Yeah,
but it's a remix.
Yeah, that's great, dude, because that's a P Money remix.
All right,
and
here we
P
go.
Money is for you. Did I curse it all along? Not tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll be gone. Did I love you? Do you ever tell me more? I wasn't sure. Is it about me at all? Did I fail you? Did I curse it all along? Not tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll be gone. Did I love you? Do you ever tell me more? I wasn't sure. I'll take you with me wherever I go. I'll keep you gone. Be confused, that feeling is clouded. My views and I got used, and now I don't know who to trust. My heart went so cold because of lies that I was told. Now I'm alone, I don't remember how to love. Blaming all my flaws on you when I should have supported you. I now realize I've never done enough. Behind or going crazy, letting insanity take me. You sedate me when I hear you say. Love me, they don't understand or ever see my pain. Blinded by the
saying?
I hear them protocyper words. I take control of your body, mind, and your soul. Choking on your ego. Dare you to go this road is what they say, knowing you go. Now they got you on your own. Deceived is what this game is. Poker face, you're bound to fold. Digesting lies, you were told. This story never gets old. You was young, wise, and was bold. Now you're fading, that life is cold. It's got me no answer on the phone. I'm too scared to get you involved.
Keep me with you. Have I been dreaming that you're mine? No tomorrow. I need you to survive, 'cause you did something I never knew that I could be. Now you're gone, and I'm back where I belong. Did I fail you? Did I curse it all along? Not tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll be gone. Did I love you? Do you ever tell me more? I'll take you with me wherever I go. I keep you company. Where do I go? You take no more from me. Where I go, then I still go.
You did not call for me. Are back. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza here with Jake and Neil from, well, not from the Raglan Notice Board, but dare I say, advocates of the Raglan Notice Board. And we were talking about a little bit of the admin side of things. And, you know, I always want to stop them talking offline about all the things that I then will ask them again online. So maybe let's just not go there. But so it's not just Jake who's doing the admin, there's two other people. And there's some pruning. Means not everybody's allowed on there. I'd assume somebody who lives in Thailand, who's never been here before, might not.
Turos are let on usually. Like
if tourists?
Yeah, if they're staying on the, if they're staying at the backpackers or something, like that's fine.
For like a week or two, and then they never come back. Yeah, I mean, sure, they need to know what's happening in this town.
Connected. Yeah.
That's basically your newspaper, right? I sometimes feel the notice board is my newspaper. What's happening at Foursquare? What's happening on low tide?
Yeah,
where are the
Foursquare
cars parked? Who is parking crappy today? Yep. It's important to know.
It is.
Who's passing?
What dog is going missing today?
Which dog? Is it the white one again? Like, I feel like I know all the dogs.
Another one I prune a lot is drunk stops.
What is that?
Where the police stop you to check if you're drinking.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah,
Because anytime there's anyone on any of those, it's on the notice board within like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Like someone always posts.
Of course.
Which is good for me because then, you know, like I don't have to go through them, but everybody else, it's not really good.
If they did it more polite, like, hey, just want to say a big thank you to the police.
To the
BP doing a great job.
You guys saved this town from drunk driving.
Yeah.
You're the best.
You guys rock.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, being a cop, I think in other countries it's even hard. It's hard. In this country, being a cop is actually not too shitty if you do that kind of stuff. I'd
I know,
say.
But like, who decides to be a cop? That's a hard job.
I mean, it's not something that you get allocated. You know, it is like a passion thing.
It would have to be.
To be fair, I've heard so many good things about the one. I mean, I can say his name, Andrew. I've heard so many good things that whenever people call on him, that he's a good mediator. Yeah. He's very good at breaking up situations that might be a bit, you know, explosive. So I heard a lot of good things. People feel very well taken care of him. Not so much with other people. But anyways, let's not talk about the cops we're talking about on the notice board. Neil, is there anything else that you feel like you need to share with people who might not have time?
We do. Just put another post here we had 5 days ago.
Yeah.
Just a shout out to whoever the ship, code word, person who decided they should own our dryer, which has been faithful to us for 15 years, sitting undisturbed but very handy in our carport. Raglan has some great people, but these types give Raglan a bad rap. Totally inexcusable to walk onto someone's property and carry it off. Here's hoping it breaks down on them.
The comments are the best bit on this one.
There we go.
Okay, what other comments then?
There's some. Jake already knows. One. I saw this one because someone reported it, and I didn't do anything because it was too funny. Because the comments, there's some people in there.
That's great. Here's one.
I'm picturing Jacob being on the floor laughing, and that's why he can't do his admin job on the notice board. That's why.
Here we go. I'm all camera'd up now. Definitely worth the money to identify the pricks. Only seen sheep and the fat old prick from Wales trying to navigate the fence so far. By the way, he failed. Gold.
Robert,
I love it.
Robert from Raglan, you know the painter Robert as well?
Oh, yeah, the artist, yeah.
When he said he was going to put cameras up to find out which dog was shitting in his front lawn was one of the funniest things I've ever seen, too.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, I would watch that stuff. I would be curious to know which dog is pooping on Robert's lawn. And, you know, when I notice myself being interested about it, this is how I know I'm living a good life. Because if I had other things to worry about, I would not care.
I wonder how many front lawns are on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I'll check it out tonight. I did have a question.
This is a PG no H thing. So, hey, kids, if you're in the car with your daddy right now on a Thursday afternoon, don't ask him what OnlyFans
there's
is.
There's cooking
don't
on OnlyFans.
Ask
him. There's legitimate kids
stuff.
There you go.
Not cool. So we could
stuff.
Do dog pooping.
Speaking of dog poops, I did hear someone else mention online about back in the 90s, there was a lot of white dog poo. Like, what happened to that?
Yes.
It is true.
The white dog poo in the 90s.
What happened to it?
I do remember that.
What happened? What was
the
happening?
Dog food got better or worse?
I don't know. I've seen that too, and I've thought about it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
or is it just dried dog poo that gets white? No,
it's not white anymore.
I could drive from here to
Google
Auckland
that stuff. Google
and not see one bug on my front windscreen. You remember the 90s?
Yeah,
when it would be coated, and you'd have to get the bug off, and like
that's something to put on our to-do list to Google. Like, where did the white dog poo go? Do you know the podcast search engine? I feel like it's a PJ Vogt kind of story that he needs to tell. Where is all the white dog poo gone?
What's your favorite podcast at the moment?
Oh, that's so hard to say. I listen to a lot of true crime at the moment. I'm really enjoying the New Zealand ones. And just scammy stuff. I'm all into the scams. Man, nice. Love a good scam story.
Bad Friends and Kill Tony.
Kill Tony.
Kill Tony?
Like, I can't stop. Like, I'll start crying and Kill Tony.
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
I'll just write
so
that down.
Funny.
Kill Tony is very. I love the YouTube. Did you watch the one where they brought the guy back four times?
The big guy?
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
The brain injury? That was the best episode ever. It's not PG, folks, but it's very funny.
Okay, that's why we're not going to talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
So I would like to go on the serious side of Raglan Notice Board where we can actually see that it's worth to use it for actual good things. So today, Mary posted 5 hours ago, admin, please delete if already posted. And the Waikato police is looking for Pauline. She went missing somewhere on the... where did she go missing? I read it on here. Oh, yeah, the Wairiri Falls. So not too far away. Like, what, hour and a half, close to Maramara. So I'm like, this is good to see, I guess. I mean,
I don't know. It'd take a while for her to wash up here.
We'll be right back after the break.
Maybe she got lost, you know?
Yeah, true.
There. Maybe somebody took her and maybe somebody's seen the car or the jacket. So at least somebody's doing something. I think that's you know, worth mentioning that there's a lot of good stuff. What I don't understand is somebody telling people to buy Chiefs tickets.
Oh.
I was like, to all the Chiefs fans that want to go to the final this weekend, I already have my tickets. Congratulations. Thanks for letting us know that you have your tickets sorted. I was worried. If you want tickets before public sale tonight, what we did is something in our family bought a Blues membership for $55 to get early access to tickets. You can buy up to 10 seats with this membership. You also get 20% off the tickets, so we ended up saving money. You can cancel the membership after the Chiefs win the final. One final thing, and the most important thing, go Chiefs.
Yeah. There you go.
Like,
that's neat, isn't it?
I think
83 people liked it.
What's the most likes you ever seen on the notice board?
That's a great question. Remember seeing some 300 something comments once, and it was about council stuff. That always gets a ship ton of comments.
There you go. My one got 400.
Which one?
When I took the picture of the Awaura.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that one. Did you see that, Jake?
454.
That's pretty good.
That was an that was.
Oh, that was likes, not comments.
That's still a lot
that's,
of likes.
That's a lot of likes.
It was a beautiful picture of the.
To be fair, Neil is a little bit of a of a celebrity in this town. You know, people like everybody knows Neil, even though Neil doesn't know everybody. Although close. I'm pretty sure he knows close to the 5,000 people that live here and vice versa. So
it'd be great to get everyone together, eh?
In the radio?
Oh, my God, it'd be a mess in here.
We know a thing or two about messes.
We all go to Cortlands and do a big event, just Raglan.
6,000 people, that's how Cortlands
are. You could do an update on the Raglan notice board, your goal and your dreams of what you, of how you want to shape it. We get key people in.
Brian and I yeah, will probably pull it off. And yeah. Going to get it done at Cortlands.
Funnily enough, the Sound Splash people did want to put up a community event for the community pre or post Sound Splash.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is
the
at.
School rugby field would be dope for that, eh?
Yeah.
Well, they were supposed to do it on the airfield, but.
Oh, my God. That got some legs.
Just saying.
That'd the airfield great. Fight yeah. was good on the notice board.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah, it was pretty good. You know, like, all the fences cut down all the time, the reinstatement of it. And then I'm like, you people do realize that kind of vandalism, however you believe this is supposed to go, but that kind of vandalism is ratepayers' money that you then moan about gets wasted. And I'm like, this is. And then I stopped reading it. I was just a bit over it.
Hey, you work for the council. What's the deal with Pocono right now?
I can't talk about council things on my private time.
It's quite big. It's getting big, I guess. Hey, lots of people are kind of moving there, and
it's massive.
They've got the countdown now and vape stores and.
Pocono's going off.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because whenever I drive past to go north, it's like I don't like the suburban. Look, it's just so.
Still do ugly. The good ice creams.
Do they? Pocono's yeah, got yeah, the
yeah they,
ice
they do. They
it's
do
just tip top. You can get tip top anywhere.
I've seen Chris from Funky Monkeys almost finish a 12 scoop.
Wow. I want to see proof.
I think I've got a photo somewhere.
Well, you better start digging.
Pocono's
yeah,
bacon
it's good bacon.
Mean.
Yeah, it is.
Better
nice.
Start digging about them pictures.
So there you go. A bit of Raglan rage. Going into a nice, happy, happy talk.
Yeah, yard sale.
Yard sale?
Yard sale. Ryan's daughter just posted that the yard will have a yard sale. The yard. I mean, the yard has a yard sale. It kind of makes sense. It's going to be on the 13th of July. It will be the last one until spring. And you can now book your storeholder thing. Oh, so it's for profit. Well, never mind.
And I really like the Ulo Records tees. They're very classy.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Those
cute.
Are gold.
Cute.
She did my logo for my business.
Did nice. She?
Yoko did. So.
Yeah, she's great.
She's that's, amazing.
She yeah, knows she's her a stuff.
Artist. She does really good hand-drawn cool. stuff.
So shout really cool t-shirts, $65, and they are pretty awesome t-shirts.
Might do a Kayan.
Check out those.
What do we think about the gotta love the cute windmills thing? Because I thought that's going to get a lot of backlash in terms of those windmills are ruined.
I posted on that. Did you see my post?
I did. Yeah. Of course I did. I'm sure that post also got a lot of laughs. Yeah, you got 8 laughs for that.
That's not bad. That's $8 in the bank.
I wish you could get paid for that.
Yeah.
You're
oh, that'd be so great.
That'd be ruthless.
Like get 10 cents per comment or 10 cents per like or 10 cents per outrage.
But no, yeah.
I wish I could have a fake account.
Yeah, we talk about that as well. People, yeah,
we should.
Like, I don't think I could keep it me.
Yeah.
And get away with it. Like, people would find out.
They'd track you down.
I have a really odd sense of humor.
Yes.
I would get caught.
I think, I think that would probably.
Quite niche.
Yeah, you could tell. You could
I only know one niche. Person that niche.
No, I got one buddy. We laugh together.
Yeah.
We're going to do 99 problems from Jay-Z. Oh, no, wait. I just stopped it because I realized I can't do that before 8:30. So we gotta listen to something else. I can't play all the. Is that one? Do we know if that one is PG? Jump Around from House of Pain.
I think so.
That
it's
should
just,
be.
It's just about kids jumping around.
It's about kids jumping around. So do some jumping around the car if you listen to that on a Thursday afternoon.
Play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your
song is from House of Pain, 1994. So I was like 8 years old when that came out. You're still listening to Rendezvous with Reza. It's 8 o'clock, so we're going to do a quick ad break.
Kia ora whaingaroa. This is your local captain, Barlow of the Wahine Mui. Come and join us as we go around this beautiful Whaingaroa harbour and learn all about the Raglan history. We also have bookings for private parties, memorial events and family reunions. We can do it all on the water. Also, you can just rock up to the wharf for a lunchtime or sunset cruise. We've got a licensed bar and snacks, and you can check out our schedule at raglanboatcharters.co.nz. So hope to see you guys soon. Kia ora.
Raglan Fish is giving away corn fritters all through winter. If you order a meal deal online or in person, Monday to Friday, you'll get a corn fritter for free. All you need to do is order a meal deal via the link on the Raglan Fish Facebook page or head on down to the wharf at the end of Wallace Street to make your order. See you at the wharf.
Raglan Community Radio supports the Code of Broadcasting Practice for the broadcasts of its radio programs. If you hear something you find offensive or intentionally misleading on our station, you have the right to complain. A formal complaint about a specific program or incident must be made within 20 days of broadcast of that program to Raglan Community Radio, PO Box 126, Raglan.
Yes, I'm all for that, the complaining bit. I've always been waiting for people to complain because I cuss in moments where I shouldn't, or for my PG-16 show on Tuesday that people find it highly offensive what I'm talking about there, but hasn't happened yet, so one can only hope. I'm still here with Neil and Jake. We're talking about the Raglan Notice Board and everything in between. Yeah, what else is there to say?
Well, I was going to say, lately there's been a few jobs advertised on the Raglan Notice Board where you can work, and it's like $40 an hour. And are people getting those jobs?
Never.
Never.
Not once.
So it's not, it's a scam, is it?
Yeah, it's a scam. They get deleted as soon as I see them.
So what are they actually after? Are they?
What they do is they get you talking to them, and then they say that they need a fee.
Yeah.
You know, like a posting fee and stuff, and then they start to weasel money out of you. And like being the computer guy in Raglan, I've seen people get weaseled out of like tens, and even I saw a lady get weaseled for $80,000.
Oh, wow.
And it was a couple of years
ago.
They just got into her phone.
Aw.
And then.
Poor lady.
Yeah, bless her soul, no. But, they got into her phone, ripped her off for $80,000.
Wow.
Took all her bank accounts, all her everything. And all they did was install a little piece of software. AnyDesk is what it's called.
My God. Yeah.
Installed AnyDesk.
We have AnyDesk here.
Yeah,
that's how we remotely
do that's
the
how they did
show.
Her phone up.
Oh, my God, Aaron.
Yeah, $80,000.
Is that what Aaron's doing? Is that how he is making his money in this? No, just kidding, guys.
I doubt it.
Aaron is a good dude. He would never.
Aaron doesn't even drive to work. I don't think he's ripping anybody off.
He's taking his bike. He even paid me for doing the Wonder Woman DJing, talking to people.
I heard it was amazing, so.
It was fun. Sweet. Lots of women doing the sporty things and getting drunk afterwards. Great. Is there anything that you want our listeners to know about the notice board before I let you go? Like a shout out to, please more funny things. Please less serious things. Please stop writing altogether, you bunch of
Please sometimes
people.
Use Google.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just take care of each other. Like if someone needs something, like a jump or something, go jump it for them. Or if someone needs help moving into town, like. Give an hour, you know, like volunteer.
Be helpful. If somebody needs a car pulled out of the harbor, go pull the car out of the harbor.
As you laugh at them and take pictures and put them on the notice board.
Exactly. As you ridicule them and ruin their name in this town. Well, they did that to themselves.
The other one is don't brag about the kingies you catch at the wharf.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know, if you're catching kingies at the wharf, don't brag about it.
It's coming back.
Board.
I do like the, like, very... I'm missing a word. The very nice pictures of like, look, there's a rainbow.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
You know, it's just like, oh, yeah,
when
that's it. It's
I
just
will
a
say
rainbow.
Though, like, there was a lot of
hate for the rainbow.
No, when the Aurora Australia was popping off.
Yes.
There were some kick-ass pictures that I never would have seen.
I
really appreciated it then. Cause
totally.
People I'd never even met, they're throwing pictures up of Raglan that I couldn't fathom, you know?
Yeah.
And I wish I had more pictures of when it snowed here.
When was that?
About 2012, it snowed for 2 hours straight.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the greatest thing I've ever seen because it hadn't snowed here since the 60s.
Yeah.
It snowed here in the 2000s. I wish I had those pictures too. Yeah. You know?
Hey, people out there, that might be a good call out. If you have pictures from the 2012 snowy situation, post it on the notice board. You're going to make the admin really, really happy.
Yeah, and also when Kadiawe is snow capped.
Oh, that was also that same year?
It happens almost once every few
years. Yeah, so cardio snowcap people, if you have pictures of that or if you know somebody who does,
that'll make
shoot them through. That'll make Jake's day. Put it through the notice board. Not anywhere else, just the notice board.
Something I feel sorry for, I feel sorry for the orca when they're coming in because they just want to be private. They just want to come in, but everyone's they're going past here.
Come
they're
everybody.
Here. They're at Lorenzen Bay now. They're here. They just want to come in and just enjoy themselves. And
I do have to say, though, it's been 7 years and I either get the message too late or I remember a friend of mine who has passed. I remember he texted me and I read the message 2 hours later and I was like, God darn it. I would like to see them.
I've lived on Greenslade for most of the time that I've been in Raglan and I've seen them heaps coming down that channel.
Okay, now you're bragging. Whatever.
I think one time during COVID we kind of walked down there and they were really pretty magical. It was actually pretty special.
It's great. COVID. Everybody's seen orcas, so I haven't. So I want to talk about something else.
Relax.
Yeah, but hey, leave the orcas alone. They just want to have a good time by themselves.
No,
they
don't need it. They enjoy the publicity.
They enjoy the notice board action they get.
They do.
Surely. And it'll never change. People will always post. And it's, again, I feel like that is what Jake just said. Oh, help a mate out or do something nice. And that kind of gets us back together into the unity of it all. Like, oh, share pictures of a rainbow or an orca.
So we were thinking maybe at some point we would do the annual awards, Raglan Notice Board Awards.
Oh yeah, Raglan Notice Board Awards.
A post or a best picture.
5-star, 1 to 5.
And we could have
finalists.
Do you want to be our sponsor?
I would pin it for sure. I won't sponsor it, but I would do everything.
Okay, no sponsor. It could be. Hey, if you want to sponsor this.
I could do it. I will help sponsor it. My business will.
Oh, so now we're talking.
So we just need accommodation, flights, because we'll be down the country. We need to fly back.
No, this is a regular thing.
What else do we need?
Just a couple of idiots posting on the notice board.
A few tabs in town just for afterwards.
Yeah, dude.
I'm pretty sure Aaron would support us in this, Kaupapa. He would maybe do that before, after the Whangaroa Youth Talent. Yeah. You know, you're already emceeing anyway, so you can just keep going. Be like, all right, now everybody out. Now is the Raglan Notice Board Awards.
Raglan Notice Board Awards. Is anyone coming in for that? Okay, everyone can
stay. And everybody's just leaving as the three of us being like, yeah.
You could do best picture, though. Best picture would be a good
one. We should do that.
You know?
Best picture, funniest comment. Do we go?
Best dog.
Best dog.
Best dog.
Best lost dog post.
Yeah. Best car park.
Best cat that goes missing.
Yeah, best cat that died or went missing.
Oh, God.
Oh, the dead cat situation.
That made me sad. I just thought about that when you said that.
Did it? Because I didn't get the sadness, to be fair.
Oh, it just made me sad because the lady that wanted to be
nice. Oh, that made you sad. Yeah, that made me sad, too.
She got crucified for saying that there was a cat on the road. Oh, yes.
Well, no, she got crucified for the picture because everybody's like, I don't want to see a dead cat.
Yeah.
Well, she was just trying to help out. If somebody knows who that cat is,
what I normally do is go into Snapchat and do a picture of a live cat talking, hello, I'm on the side of the road. I'm not doing too good at the moment. And then post it up.
I'm
Mr. Pebbles.
Yeah.
I'm missing a few legs. No, but seriously, I felt that was one of the low moments of the Raglan notice board. Is how this situation was handled from people.
But sometimes you gotta have the rain to see the rainbows.
You do. You gotta have some yin for your yang, don't you?
You know what we should have though? We should have a filter for you can in Excel you just filter the things. I want to filter the BS.
That would be all of it.
Yeah. So I want to filter the ships.
And we won't be able to sell it. No one's going to buy
a rainbow like, and an orca.
Yeah,
it's like when Elon Musk bought Twitter.
Oh,
and
yeah,
found out that yeah. like 90% of his users were Twitter bots. You know,
And it's now X though. It's not Twitter anymore, right? It's called X. In brackets, Twitter. Mm. When you Google it,
sure.
It's pretty good. Hey, anyways, thanks guys for coming in. That was very entertaining. With me here on Rendezvous with Reza Monday evening was Jake from the admin of the Reagan Notice Board. How long have you been doing this, by the way? Like, did you invent the notice board?
No, another lady invented it.
Okay.
Wasn't that guy in America who invented Facebook?
That guy also invented the Reagan Notice Board?
No. Oh, no. But when...
But has it been 15 years?
Yeah, 2008.
So 2008, no, let's do math.
Got an early.
You know.
Got an early.
16-ish years. Oh, wow. But well, let's hope for the next 16 years.
Well, there's 20,000 people on it now.
That's pretty good. Eh?
20,000 people, $1 for every person. Yeah,
imagine
you could sell it for 20,000.
One night, one weekend day.
Mm.
They'll arrived into town.
Oh my God!
For the
should we make this
awards.
Also a thing for the annual awards? We're aiming for at least half of the people because the other half is not going to be in the country.
And if you want to be a top fan, do we have many top fans?
Yeah, top contributors.
Ooh.
Does it happen on groups?
There must be top
do
contributors,
it, but I don't even know who it is usually. Yeah, because
be
it does on its own with the algorithm.
Who's the top fans?
But if you want to be a moderator, just let me know.
No, I could give probably you. Oh God! Oh standards. God! No. Okay, I'm just gonna fade
wants
out
to be
this.
A moderator, just
but
hit
if
me
you
up.
Out there want to be a moderator, talk to me, Neil, or Jake directly. We can make this happen.
Yeah, dude, I can make it all happen.
We can make it all happen, you guys. Everything can happen in this
for
town.
For just $19.95 a week, you can be a moderator.
You can pay my gym fees.
All right, we're going to continue with some music and let Neil and Jake go back to their days, which is basically consisting of mutt dolphin excursions and the notice book, because that's all these guys are doing.
Yeah. I gotta go put my son to bed.
Yeah. So we're going to play Changes from Tupac, and I'll be back in a little bit. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thank you.
No changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. I can the devil take a brother if he's close to me. I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on, come on. That's just the way it is.
Changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real, time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a cheat today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Sell it back to the kid.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Be the same. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change. It's time for
the people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops they can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. But it rains no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always got to worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, tat, 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 tat.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Raglan Community Radio is celebrating 30 years on air. 1993 to 1997. 1993.
A meeting is held for community members interested in setting up a radio station.
1994.
On 5th of November, Raglan Community Radio hits the airwaves for the first time while DJs set up a loudspeaker on the main street for everyone to hear.
1995.
The year of gangster rap, with Raglan area students famously broadcasting their favourite type of music every chance they got.
1996.
Raglan Community Radio enters the age of automation with a 10-disc CD changer. Ooh.
1997.
The first ever Raglan Community Radio Band Wars is held at the Aqua Velvet Ballroom.
All right, bro, we can put a band together. We can call ourselves after a late model Japanese car and get ourselves a record contract.
Yeah, the Toyotas.
Alrighty, everyone. We're back for another couple minutes. And as I was sending out Neil and Jake, I told them, we didn't mention Bexy! Because I promised her if she would post on the notice board that I will definitely mention her. And she just texted me as I was saying that to the guys. Obviously, she doesn't believe me. But so here's what happened 6 days ago on the notice board. Someone's dog is on Snowden Place, dragging his chain if you're looking for him. And the pictures were, dare I say, a little bit blurry. And you couldn't really see the dog. It was pretty funny as it was. And then Bexy said, dog photography is not your calling, Tim. Stick to rugby. That obviously got 14 likes and laughs. And then she had to quickly add to that, I'm just trying to get a mention on Raglan Rage with Reza Mutanu and Nee Tolan on Raglan Community Radio, which also got 7 laughs and likes. So I'm like, you got it, you got it. Tim said, I think this is a bit rude. The dog just wouldn't stand still. And then I said, you know, we need rude, otherwise she won't make it on our segment. And then Bexy said they worked it out. Tim sent her all 20 photos and took off the dog. And then now they're planning an art show or coffee table book. So it's all resolved. It's all good. And then there was a few other comments that I did not even pay attention to. But that was me mentioning Bexy, as I promised. And let's see what she has up her sleeve for the next week. We actually found out that the original inventor of the Raglan notice board was Mel McMahon, who now lives in Melbourne. So we're going to try to get her on the phone one of these Mondays to chat to me and Bexy. Of course, I'm going to have Bexy in then. So that'd be pretty cool. I'd be pretty stoked about that. And if you want to be part of the Raglan Notice Board Awards, which we don't know when they will happen and we don't know what they will look like, but if you want to be involved, text me, call me. There's Facebook, there's Instagram, Reza Mutanu, or directly via Raglan Community Radio. There's options. I'm sure you'll figure it out. So yeah, lots of good ideas that were thrown around today. I'm quite pleased with the segment of Raglan Rage tonight. And to be fair, I do believe if we're talking about Rage, we might have to do some field work and walk around town and see what other Rage is out there, not just on the notice board, or things that made it on the notice board but started elsewhere or vice versa. I got a few ideas, so stay tuned for next week, Monday, 7 till 8:30, Rendezvous with Reza, and usually Neil, Funky Monkey, son of Anthony, told him. This was me for tonight. If you want some PG-16 content, tune in Tuesday night, 8:30 to 9:30, but send your kids to bed. It's not for them. If you listen to this replay on Thursday afternoon, 5 till 6:30, sorry for the few slips of the ships and the stuff, but ships happen. Have a good night. Kakite. Here's Outkast with Heya.
If you like random,
I see sinners in a church,
lots of shenanigans, and all of the topics,
devil's a liar,
and not so random special guests and interviews, tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Am I using that right?
What's the difference?
5 minutes.
How do you guys do that?
And replay Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30.
On 98.1.
Your weekly random rendezvous with Reza, your introversion at reglanradio.com. Check out the live stream.
On a journey of what it takes to be.
Through all my days, child, how this place was settled, the murder and the shame, secrets being exposed, child, truth we must uphold, child, constant fight for justice to pave the way for change. Living in denial, going through the same old cycle, penal colony survival, depending on your ball and chain. System gonna customize ya. The many gonna redefine ya. Gotta hunt like a nighttime spider, depending on your ball and chain.
Got me drowned, but still I survive. And to keep alive, I gotta pray.